I met this scribe. I said, Dr. Ive, I said, my name is John Marsh. I've got a wife that's dying. She's got cancer in the uterus. I won't touch that thing with that 20-yard pole. I said, Doctor, my wife is dying, and I believe wholeheartedly in you, sir. What that medical profession has done to you is a sin. Absolutely. Ronnie says, he had tears in him. He said, I hand this whole thing to the world on a silver platter. And because I am not a medical doctor, I have to be out of my mind. All right, said, well, I have an old instrument down here in the basement. He had a laboratory. Timpton Baring Corporation financed him in a big laboratory. And I have the names of all the doctors and everything, and many of them I met, and many of them were dead before I got to him. So I have all that information. I have tons of this stuff. Anyway, I dug out that old instrument, and of course it had tubes in it, and antique stuff. And so I rebuilt the darn thing, putting in what we could, no solid state back there then. That instrument's behind my chair in there. But my first one, my wife got well. I have those critical frequencies on those bugs to kill the bug and not the cell in which it lives. It doesn't affect the cell at all, because even though you have the same chemicals in your body that the bug has, the bug is so minute it's only 227,000 times smaller. It's like a Mack truck out here and a Volkswagen is going to knock it over. It's just that simple. Now you have
questions. Let me make sure I'm understanding you. What you're doing is an ultra-high or ultra-low frequency, obviously.
Ultra-low.
Ultra-low.
Low voltage, yeah.
The frequency itself is not necessarily connected to voltage, though.
No, it's only a carrier. See, the voltage, I have a carrier wave. And the carrier wave carries these frequencies to the source